Well, Glenn, we've seen an astonishing debut innings from Ashton Agar. Well, what were your thoughts on what he achieved and the way he went about his innings?
Oh, I was very impressed. I hadn't seen Ashton play before. I saw his high score of 71, so I thought he can handle the bat a little bit. Batting number 11, I think, sort of threw everyone, and he went out there and he just looked so confident, played his shots, proper cricket shots, and in the end was unlucky to fall too short of his 100, but you know, he should be very proud, and he really impressed me with his the way he went about things.
So did he take England by surprise? Is this some Australian contract that we put one of our better batsmen down at number 11?
Hopefully we got one back. We're well behind in that department, I think. But, you know, I think he took everyone by surprise. We, you know, no one really knew what to expect apart from his, you know, his teammates and the guys that have seen him play. And he went out there and looked at ease and, you know, did it very comfortably.
What did you think when you gave him his baggy green? What were you expecting to see from this cricketer?
Well, I didn't really know what to expect. Just sort of, you know, the one thing that really stood out was he seemed quite confident. He wasn't overawed by the situation. You know, he looked like he was really enjoying himself. And, you know, I think that's what it's all about, to come in there, feel part of the team, not feel, you know, do I or do I not belong here playing Test cricket. He looked like he belonged there. He was enjoying it. He was taking it all in and just making the most of it. And, you know, he's done pretty well. A couple of wickets now, I think, would just give him another boost.
It's been an astonishing day. I mean, I know you've played in a lot of astonishing days of Test match cricket, but 163 for the last wicket. Australia at one point looked like they were going to be trailing by 100, and now they can put the pressure on.
Yeah, so I think that was a big innings for this series, both here and in Australia. I think if Australia had been bowled out for 120, yeah, all the predictions where England were going dominate, I think that their confidence would have gone up, and it could have really set the tone for the rest of the series, and England could have quite easily dominated both here and at home. So here showed that we have got a bit of fight and a bit of ticker, and we're not going to just lie down and die. And you know, the attitude of that young fella hopefully will be infectious through the whole camp. It was good to see Phil Hughes get out there and spend some time in the middle and build an innings. He started to look a little bit more comfortable the more time he spent out there, so a lot of positives there, and hopefully the rest of the Australian team will take a lot from it and then continue set the tone for the rest of the series.
Where do you think the game's going from here?
The wicket looks pretty flat at the moment. It's hard work. They've gone back in a good test match sort of cricket where, you know, slow, building an innings with a bat, bowling good areas, building pressure. So the first day and a half, I think, was a bit like T20 test cricket. But, you know, since then it's... it showed that they're going back to the old Test cricket. The wicket looks pretty flat. It's probably going to get harder to bat on, you know, come day four onwards, maybe halfway through day four. England will be hoping to get a decent lead, try to bat as long as they can today and tomorrow, and set Australia a reasonable target.
How many would be too many for Australia to chase?
Oh, you wouldn't want too many more, you know, 250, 300. But then if the batsmen apply themselves, which Cook and Peterson have shown today, then you can spend time at the crease. Agar and Hughes really applied themselves and showed what's capable out there. So just never know, do you?